Chapter 7. Bob Marley, a Reluctant Messiah. One sunny afternoon, Willow and Birdie wandered deeper into the magic forest. They had been hearing whispers about a special story of a man whose music and message had changed the world. As they strolled along a path lined with vibrant hibiscus flowers, they found a serene clearing where a soft melody seemed to float on the breeze. Suddenly, an ethereal figure appeared. A tall man with kind eyes and a warm presence. He introduced himself as Roger, a guide of wisdom. Today, I have a story to share with you. One of a man who lived with purpose, spreading messages of hope, love and unity. His name was Robert Nestor Marley, Roger said. Willow and Birdie sat cross-legged in the mossy ground, their eyes fixed on Roger as he began. Bob was born in a small village in St. Anne's Parish, Jamaica, in 1945. His father was a white British man, and his mother, Sedella, was a young black Jamaican woman. Though his father wasn't a part of his life, Bob was raised with the love and care of his mother and his grandfather, Homariah, who was a healer and shaman. Together they lived in harmony with nature, where Bob learned to tend the land and care for animals. Roger continued, but Bob's life changed when he was just 5 years old. His father took him to Kingston, the bustling capital, claiming it was for schooling. Instead, young Bob was abandoned on the harsh city streets. Alone and frightened, he wandered through Trench Town until someone recognized him and brought him back to his worried mother in 9 Mile. Trench Town? Birdie asked curiously. Yes, Roger replied. Trench Town was a tough place, full of challenges. But it was also where Bob discovered his love for music. Despite feeling like an outsider because of his light skin, Bob found strength in his passion and in the friendships he formed, especially with Bunny Livingston, who would become his bandmate in The Wailers. What made him special? Willow asked. Roger smiled. Bob was special because he had a mission. He believed in a better world and used his music to inspire others. His songs were more than melodies. They were messages of resilience and hope. For example, his song Judge Not, recorded when he was just a teenager, carried a timeless lesson about understanding and compassion. Though it wasn't a hit then, it showed the world what Bob was all about. Roger leaned closer, his voice full of emotion. Bob wasn't just a musician, he was a messenger. He believed we could shape our reality through love and belief. His songs like One Love and Three Little Birds reminded people to stay hopeful and keep moving forward. Don't worry about a thing, he sang, because every little thing is going to be all right. Birdie grinned. That's such a happy song. It makes you feel like everything really will be okay. Exactly, Roger nodded. Bob has been called a reluctant messiah, because he didn't seek fame or fortune for himself. He wanted to bring people together and help them see the light within themselves. His mixed heritage symbolized unity, and his message resonated around the world. Even though his time on Earth was short, he passed away at just 36. His music and message live on. Roger's voice grew soft. In his final years, Bob shared one last gift with the world, a song called Redemption Song. Its lyrics were powerful. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. He wanted everyone to realize they had the power to free themselves and create a life of joy and meaning. Willow and Birdie sat in silence, soaking in the story. What can we learn from him? Willow asked. Rojar replied, Bob Marley taught us that we are co-creators of our destiny. By embracing love, unity, and gratitude, we can transform the world. His life reminds us that even in the face of challenges, we must stand firm and give thanks. With that, Rojar handed them a small wooden charm shaped like a bird. Carry this with you as a reminder of Bob's message. Live with love, dream with courage, and never lose hope. As Rojar faded into the forest, Willow and Birdie held the charm close, their hearts filled with inspiration. They knew that, like Bob Marley, they too could be messengers of positivity and light in their own unique way.